Mind Hard Radio. Welcome to my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, featuring my castmates, Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics that matter to you from a real and free perspective. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was Jesus Culture with Father of Lights. Welcome to episode 12 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to the Quakes for helping me to create and produce our theme song and also singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. Thank you so much to Kata Mafiaso from Grind Hard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Only one more episode until our season one finale. This 13-episode, 60-minute-ish long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being and is one of the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering projects I have ever taken on. I will be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit in Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I'm very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's episode is God is for us, not against us. God doesn't test us or bring hard times to teach us. I know this is a popular belief that many people have and is taught in religions and institutions all around the world. I used to believe that God was the bringer of all my hard times and pain in order to make me a better person and so I could help others. This brought a lot of distrust and bitterness in my heart towards God and people. God cannot be both the answer and the source of my problem. Either he is on my side or he is not. Life in this world can be tough. But life with God is supposed to be easy and shine brighter and brighter. On this episode, we'll have a new story time, Q&A, and Mythbuster segment. I'll be sharing more words of life and another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. My Power Dream Tour and I am always booking new shows and performances. This past weekend, I was one of the workshop leaders for Ventura County Chapter's Friday Night Live Youth Conference. And the theme of this year's conference was Youth Lives Matter. And I was very thankful to teach a middle school workshop on relationships from a girl's perspective and also Girl Power 101. And so I had a phenomenal time with the students, and I want to thank them for coming out. And thank you to FNL, aka Friday Night Live, for having me be a part of their phenomenal program. I'm gearing up for awesome performances and speaking engagements. I am going to be in Port Hueneme this Sunday at Evangelistic Missionary Baptist Church for their 4-year anniversary. So I'm super thankful to be a part of that event. And I have a lot of Relay for Life events coming up and tons of amazing performances and speaking engagements. This spring, we'll be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, LA County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power of Dream tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule and my personal full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon with The Quakes, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody. You tweet me, Facebook me, Instagram me, email me, YouTube me. I'm thankful for your support and for your love, and I give it right back to you. We're going to get right into our first segment, Story Time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. Tonight I want to share how God healed my heart and showed me He was my true friend. When I was growing up, for many of you who know my story already or you've been listening to the season, I experienced a lot of heartache and a lot of pain in my childhood and in my upbringing. And I don't blame anyone for that. People can only give to you the best of what they know, and they are a reflection of what they believe. And as a child, you only have so much control. When I was growing up, and I grew up without my biological father and growing up around a lot of drugs and just not the best neighborhoods and being abused in my childhood, I was taught in church, I was taught in religion that God chose me to go through the pain and the suffering that I experienced, that God specifically chose me to go through those things and to have that life so that I could be a better person and so that I could help other people. And I was taught this for a long, long time from many different sources, and they all tried to say it was a reflection of Jesus and His heart for me. Subconsciously, this taught me to not trust God and to not trust people. And if you heard in the beginning of the show, and I'm going to be talking more about this, God cannot be both the source of my problem and the source of my blessing. If God is both my answer and my problem, that means that He's always my problem. Either He's for me or He's not. But you don't understand this as a child. Even though as a little girl, when Jesus first revealed Himself to me before I went through all the things in my childhood, or right around the time it was about to start happening, Jesus showed Himself to be loving towards me. He showed Himself to be encouraging, that He was my rescuer, that He was never the bringer of my pain and the bringer of my heartache, but He was the only one who healed me. He was the one who was for me. He was the one who supported me and who was always on my side. So as I grew up thinking that God caused my suffering and wanted my suffering, I began to live in a lot of fear. And I was always able to cover these things because I was a master mask wearer and perfectionist and overachiever. So I was able to wear this mask well, but I lived in a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety and a lot of paranoia and a lot of depression. Because how could I trust God if you're the one who's hurting me? How can I trust you? You're the one who's causing me my pain. You're the one who is not here for me. How can I trust you? And so I had a lot of bitterness in my heart towards God, and I didn't know it. But I was scared to go to hell. I was scared to be, quote-unquote, cast out, you know, and all these other religious terms that were pumped in my veins for many, many years. And so I still did all the great Christianly and religious duties, even though inside I was hurting and inside I couldn't trust God and I didn't understand and I felt alone for a good portion of my life. And it just manifested in unhealthy ways in how I cared for myself and how I thought and in my mentality and my belief system. It wasn't until my early 20s that as I'm moving forward in my dreams, as I'm going after my passions, what I desire, the things that God had shown me since I was a little girl, which is crazy because I had like this weird relationship with God, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, where I somewhat believed him and the dreams and things that he showed me and what he placed within my heart. I knew that there was something special about me. I knew I was destined for great things, but I also felt that he was distant, and I also didn't trust him, and I also felt like I really couldn't be myself with him and talk to him or her or it, however you want to refer to God. It's totally fine. I believe God will be whomever and whatever we need him to be or need Jesus or his presence, the Holy Spirit, to be for us. He's not all caught up in names like we are. So it was in my early 20s that God, in so many words, I felt him speaking to my heart, Shade, we are not moving forward in anything that I put within your heart and any of the dreams and aspirations that we have until I'm able to heal and change your perception of me, your perception of yourself, and your perception of others. I've had enough. Enough is enough. No more. It's time for you to be healed and set free. And it shook me to my core. It shook me to my core. And God just began to strategically, or he'd always been doing this, but I began to see him strategically setting up things in my life, aligning me with people who really knew who he was, and that began to change the direction and the path of my life. God began to show me that he was always for me, that he was not just standing by on the sidelines watching me suffer or watching any of us suffer, but that he was in the dirt with us. He was in the calamity and the chaos and the heartache with us. He never left, and he never wanted us to suffer and be in pain. But there is evil in this world, and there's pain in this world, and there's free will. There's so many things that I don't know all the answers to, but I do know that God does not cause suffering. God does not cause us to lack and just say, Shade, I'm going to create her, and she's going to be born with this insecurity. Jack, I'm going to create him, and he's going to be born this way, and I'm going to create this. And I'm going to make sure, like, he's not just sitting up in heaven playing checkers or playing Monopoly or some type of board game with our lives. He's not sick. He's not a monster. He is our family. He is our father. He's our best friend. He's our mother. He's our sister. He's our companion. He's our love. Whatever you need, whatever you want, long for, and desire, that is what God is and will be for you. And that's what he longs to do. He's glad to do that and be that for you. And so he just began to open my eyes to see that he was on my team, that he was on my side, that he could be trusted. Because I didn't trust God. And God began to show me that, Shada, you can trust me. I am for you. He began to literally take me through points and times in my life, days of my life, seasons of my life, and show me what happened and where he was and what happened. And began to show me he was right there with me, comforting me, loving me, that Jesus never left me, that he always wanted more for me. He always destined me for great things and for a joyful life, for gladness, even when I felt like I was suffering and alone, but I wasn't, and how he was always defending me and standing up for me. So then you ask, well, Shade, what does it mean when we go through hard times? Why do we go through hard times? I don't know all the answers to these questions, but I can tell you this. Your hard times and what you're going through are not a reflection of who you are. They're not a reflection of God's love for you. We live in a world where there's evil in the world. We live in a world where there's heartache and pain in the world, and also free will and other people not knowing their identity. They're not knowing their value and how loved they are by God. So there's going to be heartache and suffering. And I know there's a lot of Bible verses that are coming to you and saying, well, what about this? What about this? Like where Jesus says, that there will be suffering and heartache in this world, but be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. Did you catch that? Jesus said there will be heartache and suffering in this world. He didn't say in our relationship with him. So just because you're going through a challenging time, it's not a reflection of who you are or what God says about you. Sometimes life is just tough. We don't have to over-spiritualize it and try to get something positive out of it. But through God's goodness for us, and here's another scripture that you might come to mind where you say, in all things will work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. See, there's a difference between making all things good for us and then causing horrible things to happen and then making a blessing out of it. Those are two totally different things. You know, and so I pray too that you will begin to ask God to show you how to interpret the Bible, how to interpret verses, how to interpret the Bible and how to interpret verses, so that you won't just be taking things at face value, but you'll really consider everything through the eyes of Jesus and consider it through his love. Because Jesus is the final word about who God is and about the Bible and about anything that people want to know spiritually. So just because you're going through a hard time, it doesn't mean that God is testing you. It doesn't mean that he caused it for you. It doesn't mean he's trying to teach you something. Although we will learn things in life. We learn things through suffering. But that I don't believe that that's where we learn the most. I believe we learn the most from his love, from his relationship, from our community with God, with Jesus, with his presence. And he's able to bring lessons in every other area of life. He doesn't waste a thing. So he's able to bring miracles and blessings and transformation out of everything. But he doesn't cause you to suffer. God only wants what's best for you. He only wants to love you and cherish you and be good to you. One of the really simple things that we can do that can bring a lot of clarity to us is whatever you determine to be God, take that and put it in a human-to-human relationship and see if it works. For example, if I want to say that God causes bad things to happen in order to put people in their place, in order to bless them, in order to make them a better person, let me now apply that in my family, my friendships, to my best friend Veronica. Can I now go and be hurtful and evil towards her and say, this is going to make our friendship better. This is going to make you trust me. No. I would be an abusive person, and that would be a destructive relationship, and she will no longer trust me and want to be my friend. How will Veronica want to trust me? Through me loving her, through me adoring her, through me cherishing her, through me being honest with her, through me helping her and supporting her, etc., etc. That is how you build a true, long-lasting, trusting relationship and friendship. God is for you and not against you. God is for us and not against us. Our next segment of the night is called Mythbusters. This is where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God that was given as a free gift when he created us and through Jesus. Not only can believing lies about God affect our relationship and belief in him, believing lies can affect how we feel about ourselves and others. We were created to live in freedom, love, grace, hope, courage, boldness, confidence, determination, compassion, clarity, and peace. Myths and lies mess with the flow of our original design. Disclaimer, and this applies to every single episode of Spirit and Soul. I am not trying to convince anybody of anything. I am simply enjoying my life with God and sharing all that I receive with others. And if this is not for you, that's okay. I won't be offended. I will continue to be myself and encourage you anyway. I accept you and love you as you are. On this Mythbusters, I wanted to share this clip by my favorite speaker, one of my mentors and inspirations, Greg Henry. I titled this clip, God is on Your Side.
We'll find out that God never tests us. We'll find out that God never has tested people. We'll find out that God doesn't bring hard times to people to teach people things, that God doesn't allow hard times in people's lives in order to teach them things. We'll find out all those things are false. Glory to God. And so what does it mean when we experience hard times? I don't think there's any human being that hasn't found themselves when they're experiencing hard times sitting around wondering, why am I going through this? Anyone? See, we tend to find that thought immediately going on inside of us. What's happening here? And so when we experience hard times, we can kind of become like Job. You know, you notice Job experienced some hard times, and then he went on for like 35 chapters reasoning with a bunch of people about why this was happening to him. And at the end of all of his reasoning, you know what conclusion he came to? All of his reasoning was done. All the conclusions he came to about why this was happening to him, one of which was the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Notice Job said that, God didn't say it. All the things Job thought about how God was allowing this to happen to him and how God was doing this to him, he didn't know why, but that's what was happening. If you get to Job chapter 42, you find God show up and ask Job, who told you that? Who told you all those things you've been busy with for 40 chapters saying about me and why this was happening to you? Were you there when I made the universe? Were you there when I fashioned everything? And God's basically asking, where did you get this information from about me, buddy? And then Job is confronted with a very real thing. And Job repents for everything he said in the previous 40-something chapters. He repents, and he says, man, I never knew you, Lord. I only heard of you. And I think that can happen to a lot of us when we experience hard times, is that we have only heard things about God, and we haven't really known the heart of God. We've only heard things about God, and so what happens is when we experience hard times, we tend to try to make sense out of our hard times through our own reasoning. Do you see what I'm saying? Through our own logic. We want to make sense out of it. It's like we have this weird kind of thought that if we can make sense out of it, then we can solve the problem, right? If we can make sense out of the problem, then we can solve it, right? And then we almost feel like if we can make sense out of the problem, then we'll have peace. So when we experience hard times in this world, and listen, guys, Jesus said, you will find tribulation in the world. So you will find tribulation in the world at times. You will experience hard times. And so what happens is when we experience hard times, we want to make sense out of it. And when we want to make sense out of it, we tend to start using our own reasoning to make sense out of it. And then we'll start saying things to ourselves like, God is testing our faith. We'll start saying things like, God is bringing these hard times into our lives in order to teach us something. That God is sending this tribulation into our life in order to purge some sin from our life. Or God is allowing these hard times into our lives in order to teach us patience, you know? And all the time, what we're doing is we're reasoning with our own carnal thinking. We're not reasoning with the mind of Christ. And we're coming to all these conclusions about God and who God is and what his nature is like and the way that he will deal with us that isn't born from the mind of Christ, but it's born from the mind of Adam. Okay? So if that's how we think about God and the way that he is with us, it'll be really hard to find ourselves going to rest in his bosom as our Father. If that's what we think about God, that God sends hard times to test our faith, that he sends hard times to teach us things, that he allows hard times into our life to purify us. If that's what we think about God and how he is with us, it's going to be very hard for us to find ourselves going to rest in God as our Father. It'll be a stumbling block to us being able to trust in his integrity towards us. It'll be a stumbling block to us being able to trust in the integrity of his goodness and his intentions towards us. It can act as a hindrance to us being able to trust him with our lives. You see what I'm saying? If that's what we think about God and the way that he is with us, guys, it will actually serve to destroy the father-child relationship we were created for with God from the beginning. I mean, if I thought my dad was testing me all the time, or that my dad was all the time sending me hard times in order to teach me things, or that he could stop pain and suffering from coming into my life, but he decides, you know, sovereignly as my dad, well, you know, I could stop the pain and suffering, but I'm not going to stop the pain and suffering, so I'm going to let the pain and suffering come, and I'll use the pain and suffering to teach him things. If that's what I think about God, or if that's what I think about my own dad, that he's all the time testing me, I'm never going to be able to go to rest in his goodness towards me. I'm never going to be able to trust him with my life. I'm never going to actually feel safe in his presence. I'm all the time going to be walking around wondering, is that guy testing me now? Is this a test? I'll be looking for the parameters of the test so I can try to pass the test. I'll never just be enjoying my dad and who he is and what's inside of him and what he enjoys. I'll never be enjoying his life, but I'll all the time be on my tippy toes looking for a test, wondering where the test is. How can I pass the test? What way can I pass the test? And then what happens is you end up in your relationship with God where you're always watching your back. Listen, when I was in high school, you know, when you went out with your friends and you visited rival schools or whatever, you always had to watch your back in case somebody was now just going to, you know, hit you from behind and, you know, you're going to fall over. Listen, that's not how it's supposed to be with God, where you got to watch your back thinking any second now that guy's going to shoot me in the back or something just to teach me something as I lay in a hospital bed suffering. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. No one wants to experience pain and suffering in their life. Can we at least agree on that? Now, through the revelation of God and his spirit dwelling in you, you can find yourself rejoicing in pain and suffering.
I wanted to end this Mythbusters segment with a timely song, Brandy's Right Here. No matter what challenge, struggle, or heartache you are facing today, God will be right here with you and for you. We do not walk through this life alone and without help. We are walking in the light and love of Jesus. Listen into these lyrics and hear what God is saying to you.
When you feel your heart's guarded and you see the break started, when the clouds have all departed, you'll be right here with me.
Listening to episode 12 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. For this week's Q&A segment, I want one of my favorite speakers, mentors, and inspirations, Bertie Britz, to answer this question. How do we deal with guilt when we make a mistake?
Today I would like to talk to you just a little bit about handling times where you feel you've done something wrong and something terrible. How do you go through that? How do you handle that? One of the things that the Lord spoke to me, you know, when I went through a difficult time was, He was saying to me, Bertie, you know, yesterday you felt that I loved you. Today maybe you lost your temper or you did something that you felt you shouldn't do, or especially with preachers, you know, you give somebody advice or you preach something and you come over in a way that is offensive, and you come and you do introspection, you're thinking, could I have not have done this better? How should I have done this? And especially if you realize that you've been wrong. There's just this condemnation and this guilt that wants to grab a hold of you. But how do you deal with that? And this is just a practical thing that I want to share with you. What the Lord spoke to me one day was, you know, Bertie, the love that you've received from me yesterday and the week before and the time when you felt that you're the apple of His eye and all those kind of things, God knew that this thing would take place and that you would do this thing, and still He loved you. Still He blessed you. I think that is a practical way when you can think of things that is just relationship-based. If you know all things, and you know that your child will do something wrong tomorrow, you're still going to love him today. And how much more our Heavenly Father? So when we do something wrong, I want to say this. It is not okay that the wrong thing was done, because you would feel in your heart it was not okay, because this thing is not good for you, it's bad for you. Maybe you're in a relationship, in relationships with, husband, wife, children, whatever it practically is, and you've just had a bad fight, or you've had an argument, or, somebody decided not to be your friend anymore. I mean, it's not okay, because you feel in your heart that you would have wanted that to work out, and you want to deal with things in a way that it can work out and be beneficial. So many times, you know, we go through things, or we do sins that is not good for us. That is not okay. But what is okay with God is who you are as a person. That is okay. And that's why we can come and we can look, like I said yesterday, we can look at our problems and we can know God knew about this, as what we would know that our children will make mistakes. I know my kids are going to make mistakes. There's some mistakes that I can see they're going to do. I can see that. But it doesn't mean we're not going to go on holiday. It doesn't mean I'm not going to bless them and we're going to laugh together and have fun today. And although I know that there are certain things that they're going to do tomorrow, and even if I warn them, there are certain things that they're going to do, mistakes they're going to make in this life. And is what they're going to do good? No, it is not good. But it is something that is outside of our relationship. So I want to say to you that God loves you just the way you are. He loves you. And whenever you do something that is wrong, think of it this way. God has already known about this. And think then of the time when you felt so loved by Him. In the midst of that, God already knew that there will be some things that's going to go wrong. And He loved you. And He will always love you. And that is who He is. And, we are waiting for God to manifest our sonship in the light of immortality and perfection. We cannot manifest it by ourselves. We are waiting for Him to bring it forth. And there's a process where He brings this forth. And we need to understand that. God doesn't fall off His throne when you do something wrong. Neither does God change His view and opinion about you when you've done something wrong. And He is a help, a present help in a time of need. And when we come to Him with an open heart about those things, we will find, our hearts are open for Him to bring forth a change, and He will bring it forth. Glory to God. I want to thank you so much for watching this. It was wonderful to bring you this, and I trust that this has encouraged you. God bless.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I am going to be more than okay. My destiny is huge. My purpose and value are sealed. I am full of the love of God for me. I am focused and strong in the love of God for me. My destiny is bigger than my challenges. My dreams are bigger than my struggles. I do not count myself out. I do not disqualify myself. God already qualified me when He created me and through Christ Jesus. I do not count out others. I do not disqualify others. I see everyone through the eyes of grace. When I rise in the morning, I am energized, refreshed, and rejuvenated. I am ready to take on my day and move forward in the tasks at hand. I am confident and secure in my heaven-made identity. I do not focus on any criticism or naysayers or doubters. My energy is focused and concentrated on the love of God for me, the tasks at hand, my dreams, myself, and empowering the world around me. I am productive. I am compassionate. I do not allow my challenges, heartaches, sufferings, or the evil in the world to make me hard-hearted. I have a soft heart and a sharp mind. I walk in wisdom. I am full of courage. I am full of confidence and grace. Every moment of every day, I am walking in an awareness and a consciousness of how valuable I am. My value is not found in my material possessions or how much money I have in the bank. My value is not found in what I look like and what size I am. My value is not found in what people only see on the outside. My value and true worth is found in my inner being. I have all the wealth and abundance of heaven. Even when it looks like I am losing, I am winning. Every day is my day. I trust in God to provide for me and make a way for me. I walk in love. I walk in compassion and forgiveness. I do not expect things to happen overnight. I am realistic in the sense that I understand it takes patience. It takes time for things to grow and bloom and blossom. I am right on schedule. God is restoring all that has been lost unto me. God is restoring my life. God is healing my life. I am persevering. I will always prevail. I am secure. When I lay my head down at night, I am at peace. I can sleep in great rest, and I have wonderful dreams at night. I give my all every single day, and even when I make a mistake or I do not make the right decision, I know that God can help me. I do not live in fear of making mistakes. I do not live in fear of the past, the present, or the future. I walk in the grace of God. All of my doing comes from my being.
This is my favorite part of the show every week. I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. As you know, I do this every single episode, and I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. He answers our thoughts. I want to stand with you and your loved ones, cheering you on for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me, and it matters to God. He is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. And so I'm reading off the prayer request that was sent to me on my social media, and we're going to start with Christina Renee. She says, pray for me, whatever is laid on your heart. All right, and as you all know, if you've been listening to my Sade Champagne show, Christina Renee is one of my best friends. Father God, I thank you so much for my precious sister, Christina Renee. I thank you that you are healing her body, that she is healthy and strong. Thank you that her baby girl, Zuli, is growing strong in her being, that she's growing strong in you. I thank you that you are bringing health to every single area of Christina Renee's life. I thank you that you provide for her family every single day. Thank you that you are renewing her joy and her strength. Thank you that you are opening doors of financial provision and abundance for them, that they will be able to get any type of support or help they need for their children coming into the world. Because as we all know, I'm not a parent, but I know with spending a lot of time with parents, it is a heavy-duty job, probably the hardest job in the world. And so I thank you for providing for them. Thank you for opening doors in their careers and their dreams and aspirations. Thank you for just renewing their strength every single day and rejuvenating them. All right, this is anonymous. She says, please pray for healing for my daughter. She is sick right now. She has had multiple viruses since she's under so much stress a month ago. Right now it's tonsillitis. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for this beloved daughter. Thank you that you are the God who heals. First, I speak to her immune system, and I thank you that her immune system is beginning to respond to your love and your grace. Thank you that you're opening up her heart, her mind, her ears, her entire being to receive your love. And whatever that has been stressing her out, whatever the traumatic or chaotic or frustrating situation that's been weighing down and heavy on her body, thank you that you're bringing healing to that, that you're bringing deliverance in that situation. You're bringing wholeness, that whatever it is, you're manifesting that desire in her heart and a brand new start for her. Thank you that you're healing her tonsils, you're healing her throat, you're healing every part of her being and making her brand new, in Jesus' name. All right, this is for LaTanya. She says, prayers of health, prosperity, love, and sobriety for my family, please. Thank you, Sade. I pray that God give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. First, LaTanya, thank you so much for your prayers for me. Thank you for your encouragement and support to me. And Father God, I thank you just as she has requested, just as she desires, that you are bringing health, prosperity, love, and sobriety to her family. Thank you that anyone who is suffering, that you are with them, that you are for them. I thank you that you have called them and you continue to call to them. And I thank you that you are opening them up to receive your love. That anyone who needs healing, anyone who needs prosperity, whether it be financially, mentally, emotionally, relationally, socially, whatever it is, that you're bringing that to them. And then for the love in their hearts to be able to grow as they receive your love for them. And anyone who's been struggling with sobriety in any area, thank you that you are breaking those chains off of their life and you're breaking that that hold on their life, and instead that they don't have to be hindered anymore by any type of sobriety issues, but instead that they can live in full awareness of who you have created them to be, and they don't have to be under any type of substances or be abused by anything that is going to alter who they truly are. And I just thank you for LaTanya's life, that you're renewing her joy and her strength every single day. I'm praying that for everyone, because I just feel that people have been feeling weary and weak. They've been feeling like pressed down just by life. And thank you, Jesus, that you're renewing our joy and that you're renewing our strength. Thank you that you're rejuvenating our entire beings, that we're going to be able to get even greater rest every single night. All right, this is for Tina Phillips. She said, keep us on the list in perpetuity. So basically pray for her all the time. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for Tina. I thank you for every desire that's in her heart, that you are bringing it to, that you are manifesting it into the natural. Thank you that you are freeing her from any worry, any fear, any stress that's been hanging on to her and holding her down. Thank you that you're just renewing her belief in you and her trust in you. Thank you that you are making a way for her in every situation, that you are the God who makes a way. Thank you that you're opening up doors for her dreams and the desires that you place within her heart, in Jesus' name. For Peggy, she says, my stomach is bloated. I need to lose weight. I have a cramp in my right leg that won't go away. I have some work decisions I need to make and I need favor on, but mostly I want Jesus so close to me. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for Peggy. First off, I just thank you for renewing her confidence. Thank you for restoring her confidence and self-esteem. Thank you that she'll be able to see herself the way that you see her. And I just speak to her stomach right now, and I thank you that whatever is causing the bloating, I feel like you're having digestive issues as well, that you have some type of digestive issues as well. Function just as they should, and to her intestines, to her stomach, to her entire reproductive system. I thank you that you're speeding up her metabolism. Cramps, any numbness that she feels in her body, in her leg, in her right leg, in any part of her body, that you're healing that, and that she will have full mobility in every single part of her body. I also thank you that you're helping her with the decisions she needs to make. Thank you that you've given her wisdom. Thank you that you've given her the knowledge. And also, most importantly, thank you that she is being awakened to her identity in you and how much you love her, that you are already close to her, that she can't get any closer to you than she already is. Thank you that you're awakening to her oneness in you, in Jesus' name. Guys, there's not a place in this entire galaxy, in this entire universe that we can go where the love of God won't reach and where he is not for us. He is always for us. No matter what you're going through, no matter what is happening in your life today, God is always for you. He's always working things out. I believe that, and I share this a lot in my story, as we're able to look back and as our vision is continuing to be clearer and clearer, we're able to see how God's hand was in everything, meaning that he was always in our midst. He was always in us, with us, for us, working things out, bringing things together, putting the pieces of the puzzle together, because we are valuable to God. We are all that God has. He sold and gave away everything for us. We are all that he has, and he is all that we have. And so, of course, when something is all that you have, you're going to treasure it more than anything. You are going to value it. You're going to look after it. God is not just to the side. He is with us. He is in us. He is for us. All right, and for Felicia Echeribel, she said, hey, just be praying for God's grace and finances. We're looking to buy a house soon. Well, we thank you right now, Jesus, for that beautiful house that they are looking to buy or that you're bringing to them. Thank you that you're opening all the right doors for them financially. Thank you for the right divine encounters and connection. Thank you that your grace follows them wherever they go and that they're full of your grace and your favor. And thank you for providing that for them, opening those doors. It's going to be a beautiful home that they're going to be able to love even more than where they stay now, which they love, and that they'll be able to continue to grow in and share with their community and share with their future children and just be an amazing place for them. All right. And Richard Linares, he says, our men's home and outreaches on whatever the Lord leads you with. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Richard, and I thank you for their men's homes, their outreaches, and every ministry that's within his church. Thank you that they are thriving. Thank you that you provide for them everything that's needed. Thank you that it's all built upon your grace, your love, your kindness, and your life. Thank you that you watch over every single person, and you're continuing to fill them with your love and your hope every single day. I also thank you for Richard. Thank you that you're bringing hope, eternal hope, to his life. Thank you where he's been feeling weak, where he's been feeling sad, and he's been feeling distraught. Thank you that you are renewing his joy. Thank you that you are lifting him up, and he literally feels you lifting him up, and he literally feels your arms wrapping him in love and grace and kindness. Thank you that you are continuing to renew his mind and continuing to just heal him from any wounds of the past and any things that just try to hang on to him. And thank you that he always feels worthy and deserving and loved by you, and that that's something that brings him joy and gladness, and never like he needs to, that he is not worthy of it, but he's always deserving of it. And thank you that you just encourage his life and that you just continue to encourage his dreams in every area where there's a need or where he feels lack, in Jesus' name. And lastly, for Arlene, she says, my health, I have gallstones and inflammation, infection in my large intestine, that God takes the infection away. He is my healer. Thank you, Shade. God bless you. You're right, Arlene. God is our healer. He is your healer. We thank you, Jesus. I even speak to any gallstones and also the inflammation and infection in her intestine. And I've been seeing that with a lot of people, and I prayed for many people who have had issues in their digestive system and in their intestines, and I've seen a lot of healing taking place in that area. And so I even thank you right now, Father God, that you are dissolving any gallstones and that you are decreasing the inflammation and infection in Arlene's large intestine. Thank you that you are just strengthening her and that you are renewing her health, that you are literally rejuvenating her entire immune system and all the systems of her body and her organs, that they're going to function healthily as they're supposed to. Thank you that you're healing her of any fear, of any worry, and thank you that instead she's able to walk in a large abundance and awareness of your peace and of your grace and confident, knowing that you are watching out for her, that you're taking care of her, and that her body is responding to your love and her body is responding to your goodness, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you ever have any prayer requests, and this only doesn't only apply to the show, but any time of the week, any week, you can always reach out to me on my social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can email me. If you're someone I know personally, you can text me or call me. But I want you, and obviously I know you all personally, but you know what I mean, someone who is also in my everyday life, reach out to me, because I will be praying for you and lifting you up, and I'm standing in agreement with you. I believe in miracles. My life is a miracle. We're all miracles, and I know that God is working out things for us and making a way and continuing to provide for us in every single way. Another segment we'll be featuring every episode, which is another one of my favorites, is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies and stories from my life and ones you share with me of amazing things that are happening. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. And so I want to share with you guys how God has been opening financial doors for me. And I want to encourage anyone who's been struggling financially. God always shows up on time. He will create opportunities out of nowhere. He will, you know, help you to have increases at your work. He will help you to create new businesses. He will bring abundance to you in the mail. God is not limited. He is not limited in how he can bless us and provide us and take care of us. He knows that we need money. He knows that we need resources and provision. And so he will make a way for us. And so I just want to encourage anyone who's been, you know, struggling in that area, that God will take care of you and he will provide for you. And I'm a living testimony of that. And I'm so thankful to see him opening doors so that I can take care, you know, so that my needs are provided for and I'm able to continue helping others and serving people in my community and the children and teens that I work with. I'm able to continue doing that through his grace and through his provision. And so I just want to encourage you all in that today and remind you that God will make a way for you and he will provide for you.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 12 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Only one more episode until our first ever season finale. Thank you to the Quakes for helping me to create and produce our theme song and also singing background vocals. Thank you, Kata Mafiaso from Grindhard Radio, for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to my special guests, Greg Henry and Bertie Britz. Thank you to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. I want to share with you guys about a big announcement that's coming up right after our season finale, and I want you to set the dates in your calendar. I'm having my first ever Queens of Radiance conference right here on Grindhard Radio, Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st. At 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time each night. I'm bringing some of my favorite speakers, Denise Henry, Dawn Warner, Melissa Joy Wood, Veronica Escovel Winters, and of course, me. And we are coming together to help empower, encourage, and unite women and girls all around the world. We're going to be talking about all the things that matter to you and that matter to us. I couldn't think of a better way to finish up season one of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne than having my first ever women's conference. And I've been dreaming about this for years, and I'm thankful to say that now it is a reality. It's going to be a phenomenal time, so make sure you save the dates and the time in your calendar. Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st at 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time each night. And we're going to have info very soon for how you can tune in, but it will be the same way that you tune in to Spirit and Soul every single week. Our final song of the night is Godfrey Berta with The Best Is Yet to Come. Your best days are now and ahead of you. God is only good. God is only for you. You are God's dream come true. He doesn't sit in the shadows and just watch you suffer. He is in the dirt with you. Jesus is wherever you are. He's always loving, always encouraging, always strengthening, always faithful and renewing you, always giving you a new day and a fresh start. You are full of blessings and favor. Next week is our season one finale. Oh my goodness, 13 episodes flew by. Wow. The season finale is titled Life in the Middle. I have spent a good chunk of my life here, where you're not where you started, but you're not exactly where you know you're going. You're in the doorway. You're in the middle. There's so much power and good stuff in the middle. Don't try to skip your process. Your journey is beautiful and your story is worth telling. On this episode, we'll have a brand new story time and Who Said That segments. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer request, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away our biggest prizes and gifts of the season. Thanks for listening to episode 12 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, March 27th, for our season one finale at 6 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
There is no better way. Salvation's here today. We're walking in the light, shining like stars in the darkest night. Glory now to God, who sees you without fault, filled with the greatest joy. The seal, the deal for this new covenant. The old has gone and the new has come. We have this guarantee to which we have agreed, to this much better way, drawn from the blood of Emmanuel.
Made you whole.